And it's the morning pre-flight. We have the flying musicians back in the studio. And Gary, we'll have you have a seat there where we got two mics for you.
Two mics for me.
You got it. You know, it's a good thing that we do the pre-flight show because we are always flying by the seat of our pants and not quite ready.
We come to find out that it takes more than a minute and a half to swap people out of our studios as part of the problem.
You know, here, you used to yell at me my brakes are too long, so I cut them short, and now you're complaining.
Yes. Goodness. And Co-talker, let's swap mics real quick because I need to be where you're at.
Oh, of course you do. Why wouldn't you?
I need to have Jane over here.
This will work well.
All right, and we're good.
Oh, you think we're good, but you're wrapping around my mic here, buddy.
And Jane, if you could wrap around the other side of the table there with Tommy right there, because you're gonna swap a mic.
That mic not so good over there.
Yeah, that mic not so good suddenly. All right, and now that we've got the technical set up, we're joined now with Gary Phillip of the Flying Musicians Association, one of almost, was it 400 members? I've heard
almost 400 members. That's correct.
Yeah, and you know it's. I had no idea the size of the organization until I was reading some of the details when we were setting this up. So it's sizable and growing, it seems, pretty quickly.
And it's only 5 years old.
Yeah.
So in 5 years, Aline Hummel and John Zapp have grown this organization to quite a valid statement in the aviation community. And pairing the musicians with pilots, it come to find out that almost 50% of pilots play some kind of a musical instrument.
Huh.
Wow. So music and aviation goes hand in hand. There's a lot that is in common. Of course, you got to be a good mathematician to be a pilot, to deal with all those numbers and so forth. And musicians are good mathematicians because music is actually very mathematical.
Right.
And the other common things is you got to talk on a microphone when you're a pilot.
True.
And you got to be used to being on a microphone when you're a musician. Multitasking. You got to do more than one thing at the same time. So that's when John and Aline realized that they had a lot in common, music and aviation. So that's when they formed the Flying Musicians Association.
Well, very good. Well, hey, let's talk a little bit about you as our musician of record for the day. And yeah, you, like most others, are a well-established musician down towards the last half of the career. You've done a lot of things, and now tell me about your music life now.
My musical life now is centered around Central Florida, where I reside in Lake Placid, and I teach music at a Montessori school to over 100 children between the ages of 3 and 12.
Awesome.
So my rewards and all my years of performing and producing and recording music, now I'm getting to be able to pass that on to the next generation.
Very good. And, you know, you've got I was just reading through your bio here a couple days ago. You know, there are a lot of pretty cool stuff that you've been involved in, you know.
I have been very fortunate throughout my life to have done some really cool things. Began my music career, my dad owned a music store, so I grew up around music. So I just had all those musical instruments to pick up and learn to play. And then after my education, I went on the road with some pretty well-known bands, the Maureen McGovern Band, Maureen McGovern of There's Got to Be a Morning After.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And I traveled with her as her conductor for a while. And then I settled in Chicago and I had a music production company where I produced commercials, jingles for many well-known products. And then I also traveled around the country doing sales meetings for those big companies. And you'd bring in like big acts like Bob Newhart or Billy Crystal or the Beach Boys and sing songs about their company, about McDonald's and American Airlines and Coca-Cola and so forth.
Awesome. Well, I'll tell you what, without any further ado, Gary, why don't you pick out a song from your vast repertoire and tell us a little bit about what you're going to play.
Okay, here is a song that I wrote after I moved to Florida, and I was introduced to my beautiful bride, Jaina, who we will talk to in a little bit. And this is a song that I wrote late one night. It took me about 7 minutes. This one just, some songs take like months and months to write, and some just kind of flow right out, and this one just came. So this is called Forever in Love. here we'd go, nice and slow, taking it easy, letting it go. You and I, here together, forever in love. Here we stand, hand in hand, with each other, making our plan. You and I, here together, forever in love. Yeah. You and I, here together, forever in love. Here we go. Taking control, watching the world go round and round and round and round and round and round and round. Mind over matter, what does it matter? Whatever people say, love will surely stay forever and forever and forever. So here we are, we've come so far. Our life is beautiful, it's hanging from a star. You and I, here together, forever in love. You and I, I'm so glad just to know that you are mine. You and I, getting better all of the time. You and I, here together forever in love. Shikadaboom.
Gary Phillip from the Flying Musicians Association with music here for you on EAA Radio. Now, Gary, we're also joined by your wife, who is Jana Phillip. And now she has some aviation background as well, right?
I do.
Tell.
I was in Sebring, Florida, and somehow or another ended up at the Sebring Airport in a meeting one morning. And it was the initial meeting to plan the Sebring Expo, the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo, that took place in 2004. And I was a volunteer for the show for the first 7 years and then became the director, and this will be my fourth year as the director.
So tell me a little bit about the show specifically.
We have an annual January show that is dedicated to sport aviation, and it was founded the same year as the LSA certification, but we promote all of sport aviation at our show. And it takes place in the middle of the month, and it's the 14th through the 17th.
And that's in Sebring, Florida?
It is. It takes place at the Sebring Regional Airport.
One day?
Four days.
It's got the. I should probably look at my details here.
That's okay.
Gotcha.
4 day show. And we actually changed the pattern this year. We've always been a Thursday through Sunday show, and we're going to a Wednesday through Saturday.
Okay.
Give the vendors and the attendees Sunday to travel back home.
You know, sometimes sometimes that's a good thing, too. Not unlike the history of AirVenture, you know, that it's been everything from 5 days to 8 days,
right?
Sometimes middle of the week, and you know, this format seems to be what they're sticking with for a while, at least. But anyway, so we have Jana Phillip from the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo, joined with Gary Phillip from the Flying Musicians Association, and brought together by aviation, correct?
Brought together by aviation. I actually, when I met Jana, she had already begun her tenure with the Aviation Expo. So I met her, she was already involved, and she was in charge of hospitality. So I married into the expo, and she said, hospitality includes shuttle vans, so you're going to be in charge of my shuttle vans.
Nice.
And to show you how the expo has grown over the years, that first year we had 3 vans and 7 drivers, and if they picked up one ride, they got really excited and called us and go, well, I got a rider. This last year we had 13 vans and 49 drivers.
My.
Busy all the time. So that's how it's grown. And so we were volunteers for the first 7 years. And then when the director, Bob Wood, stepped down, and then Jana stepped in in his shoes.
Well, I got to tell you, as a guy from the upper Midwest, Minnesota, where I'm actually at, the idea of something like this to do in the middle of what is our, you know, hardest part of winter, middle of January.
Exactly.
It's exciting. It's like, hey, wait a minute. I can take the plane out of the hangar and go somewhere warm and do something.
And that's you can right. tell we're true Floridians because I'm sitting here in my winter jacket right now. This is cold.
Very good. Well, hey, Gary, why don't you get us one more song on the way out?
Jane and I were very blessed 5 years ago to meet a little boy. He was 10 days old and he needed a home. And he became our son, and his name is Seth, and I wrote him a song, and he and all of his friends over at Kimchi Castle are listening to this radio program right now, and Seth, this goes out to you. Born into this lasting love, sent to us from God above, this is how it's meant to be. Destiny will set us free. Oh, my son, oh, my song, my peace when day is done. You're my life, you're my joy, my beautiful baby boy. No one knows the power of youth. No one really sees the truth until they hear the Spirit call. One sweet baby changes all. Oh, my son, oh, my song, my peace when day is done. You're my life, you're my joy, my beautiful baby boy. I look into those precious eyes, that's when I realize I never knew my heart could sing. I never knew what love could bring. Oh, my son, oh, my song, my peace when day is done. You're my life, you're my joy, my beautiful baby boy. My beautiful, wonderful, innocent, yeah, baby boy.
Oh, yes, thank you.